Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Namitha Raghunath, and today is Tuesday, the 21st of March, 2023. Starting in Europe today. In Russia, yesterday, China's President Xi Jinping spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is as his two-day visit to Russia takes place. China's president praised Putin's strong leadership. It is his first visit to Russia since Russian troops invaded Ukraine in 2022. The trip is taking place days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for President Putin for alleged war crimes. In the UK, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has defended his pension tax cuts for high earners. The Prime Minister said the changes introduced last week would help lower waiting lists for the NHS. He also said that current pension rules were preventing doctors from taking extra hours. The Americas. In the United States, police in major U.S. cities are preparing for potential unrest. This is in case ex-President Donald Trump is arrested this week. Trump may be arrested over claims that he paid a porn star to keep quiet about their alleged sexual relationship. Yesterday, authorities in New York, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles increased the level of security on the streets. It would be the first criminal case brought against a former president if Mr. Trump is charged. In Colombia, President Gustavo Petro has suspended a ceasefire with the Gulf clan. The clan is Colombia's main drug trafficking cartel. The ceasefire was agreed in December as part of the president's plan for total peace in Colombia. But the president has now ordered the security forces to restart their military operations against the criminal gang. Asia. In Thailand, the king has dissolved the parliament. This is as Thailand prepares for its general election in May. The election date has not been set, but must be within 60 days of the parliament being dissolved. Thailand's current constitution, written by the military, could make it hard for the opposition to form a new government. In India, the internet has been suspended in Punjab. This is as police search for a Sikh separatist leader. The leader has been on the run since Saturday. More than 100 of Amritpal Singh's supporters have also been detained. Amritpal wants a separate homeland for Sikhs. Africa. In Kenya, police have tear-gassed opposition leader Raila Odinga's vehicles during a protest. Mr. Odinga was leading the biggest protest against President William Ruto's government since it took office. In the capital city, Nairobi, at least one person was shot in the protests. Several lawmakers were also arrested. Mr. Odinga accuses the government of being illegitimate. He also has criticized the government for the high cost of living.
Since Mr. Ruto was sworn in 6 months ago, he has continued to run this country with a lot of contempt. The cost of living has skyrocketed. Kenyans are suffering because of high cost of essential commodities. Many Kenyans cannot bear the cost of living.
In West Africa, yesterday, a U.S. aid worker and a French journalist were released. The two were previously kidnapped by militants in West Africa. One went missing in Niger in 2016, while the other was held hostage in neighboring Mali for nearly 2 years. And finally, the BBC has asked their staff to delete TikTok from their work phones. They said this is because of privacy and security fears. The BBC is the second media organization in the world to set this guidance. And that is your world news in 7 minutes. We are on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at Send7Podcast. I'm Namitha Raghunath. And tomorrow you will be with Stephen DeVincenzi. Have a lovely day.